This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel charges that Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel today. AP's Karen Shamus reports.
Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired scores of rockets into southern Israel, triggering retaliatory airstrikes and tank fire against militant targets in the Hamas-ruled enclave. The recent outbreak of fighting comes at a period where representatives from Hamas and the smaller armed faction Islamic Jihad met with mediators in Egypt to discuss preserving a fragile ceasefire with Israel. Tensions have risen in recent days amid allegations from Hamas that Israel has been delaying implementation of last month's ceasefire understandings. I'm Karen Shamas.
North Korea has fired what South Korea is calling a barrage of projectiles into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. On Twitter today, U.S. President Donald Trump seemed unimpressed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
North Korea's firing of what South Korea describes as several short-range missiles comes as a likely sign of Pyongyang's growing frustration at stalled diplomatic talks with Washington. North Korea is seeking relief from international sanctions in return for nuclear disarmament. But President Trump says he still believes a nuclear deal with North Korea will happen. In a Saturday morning tweet, Trump says he believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un fully realizes the great economic potential of North Korea and will do nothing to interfere or end it. Trump adds, he also knows that I'm with him and does not want to break his promises to me. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thailand's 66-year-old King Maha Vajiralongkorn has officially been crowned. This was the first day of an elaborate three-day, $30 million coronation celebration, which is being televised. The king will meet the public and foreign dignitaries on Monday, which has been declared a national holiday. The new king succeeds his father, who died in 2016 after 66 years. This is VOA News.